Hey guys, well, welcome to day 15 of our fast. And I want to start by sharing with you a pretty cool story, kind of a funny story. So on Saturday, I was on my prayer walk and I was coming down Serrano, the area that we live. And I'm going to be honest with you, there was like a spirit of depression on me, like a heaviness. I just had a heavy heart. And I was not happy. I felt blue. Have you ever just felt kind of sad and blue? And I thought, what's wrong with me? I'm walking and praying and doing the things I love to do, but my temperament was sad. And I'm kind of starting to make my way home, and I thought, I can't bring this spirit home to my husband. I can't be sad or blue. He didn't do anything wrong. Why should I be all sourpuss around him? That's literally what I thought, to be honest with you. And I'm turning the corner, and as I turned, I saw the most beautiful picture. It was the beautiful mountains of Southern California here, the snow-capped mountains of Big Bear. And right now, we've just had a lot of rain, so there's a lot of snow, and they were magnificent. They were just majestic is the word I'm looking for. They were beautiful, and it took my breath away. It was so beautiful. And I began to say, Oh Elohim, God of creation, you created those. They're so beautiful, and you created me. And you created me with wonder and beauty. You created me in my mother's womb, and my prayer started coming out to God. And all of a sudden, my spirit started to shift. And then I thought to myself, I'm going to skip down this hill. So I'm coming down a street called Fairmont, and I'm skipping down the hill. And all of a sudden, I started giggling. I started laughing at my own behavior. I made myself laugh. I'm thinking, here's this old woman skipping down the hill. And what happened was everything that was a spirit of heaviness was lifted. All of a sudden, that burden, that depression, that sorrow that I was carrying was gone. And you know, he tells us that he gives us joy for a burden or a spirit of heaviness. And what happened was, right then, I was practicing spiritual warfare. I was going from a mindset that was heavy and broken and sad to putting on a garment of praise. Do you realize you have the power in your life? And this is teaching, this is coaching you, that this is me teaching you how you have the power in your life to go from sadness and brokenness to joy. Now I'm telling you, I understood at that moment I could stay unhappy. I had a reason to, honestly. I've been working hard. I'm in a fast. I was hungry. I had every right to maybe be discouraged. And I could tell myself that, and I could feed myself that kind of information, or I could make a mental shift to move into the names of God, the beauty and the majesty and the power of the name of God. And then by action, doing something physical with the walking and then the skipping, it literally did move me from depression to joy. Now I realize, please listen to me, I realize that there truly is something like clinical depression, and there are people who have deep, deep depression. I'm not trying to tell you that you can automatically move out of every discouraging moment that you have, but I am here to tell you that when a burden of depression or sorrow or sadness comes on you, you have the power with the name of God to speak life over yourself, to speak joy over yourself, to move yourself from sadness and sorrow into really joy and what God has for you, all right? A spirit of joyfulness. And let me talk to you about our name today, because our name today is Jehovah Raha. Jehovah Raha. It's actually found in what we call this beautiful passage, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, in Psalm 23. It's a beautiful passage of Psalm 23. Most of us know it. We've recited it. We've read it. But this is where we find the name of God, Jehovah Raha. When you begin to speak life over yourself and you begin to praise over yourself, your spirit will shift. The name actually means to tend or to shepherd or to be a friend. So I want to walk you just for a moment today through Psalm 23. Often we hear it at funerals, ironically, but it's a praise. It's a psalm of David. It's one of power. It's one of protection. It's one that you need to declare over yourself. Listen to what it says. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now today, as we're working on day 15 of our name of God, Jehovah Raha, I want you to understand that this God is a God that meets every need. You shall not want. Jehovah Raha, your shepherd, your friend, he's there to meet your needs. It says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Can you just take a moment today and meditate over Psalm 23 and let this psalm bathe you? Let this psalm protect you. Speak life over yourself with this psalm. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Do you realize that he leads you? He has led you on this fast. The reason I want you to know these names of God is so that you can cry out with these names of God, that it intensifies your prayer and the power behind your prayer. Jehovah Raha is there to lead you and to guide you. And look what it says, for his name's sake, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will fear no evil. You know, it says he restores your soul. You fear no evil. I want to just tell you that word restore means to mend. He mends. It's like if your nets were broken, he would mend those. If you had a broken bone, he comes and he sets it and he mends it. He restores it. That's what he's doing. He restores your soul. He walks with you through the valley of the shadow of death. If you feel broken right now, you feel sad right now, you feel sorrow right now, just like I started off with this story, if depression is on you right now, he is your Jehovah Raha. He restores you. He's your shepherd. He's the good shepherd. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Do you realize that the rod of God and the staff of God are there to protect you? Just like a shepherd, he's your shepherd. So he's going to lead you, just like a good friend, just like David sat on those hills as a little shepherd boy. He was a shepherd. He understood the good shepherd, and he would take that rod with the sheep, and he would guide them, and he would lead them. He understood Jehovah Raha. He was the shepherd. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We're going to talk about that in a minute in our fasting focus for today. You could be surrounded by enemies, yet you are in the presence of God. He prepares a table for you in the midst of even a time with enemies. You anoint my head with oil. That's peace. He brings peace over you. He's anointing you right now. He wants you to breathe. He wants you to rest. He is your Jehovah Raha, your good shepherd. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, Jehovah Raha wants you to speak life over yourself. Pray this over yourself. Speak goodness over yourself. Speak your destiny and your future. Speak it out loud. What do you want to see God do? I'm telling you, one thing I've practiced is speaking life over myself, not death. Future over myself. Destiny over myself. Where do you want to go in your future? Speak that out. That is this Jehovah Raha. He is your shepherd. You guys, today's fasting focus is so good because we're going to fast for help. I don't know where you need help today. I don't know what you're asking God to do in your marriage or with a child, with a vocation, a job, with income. You're asking God for resources and help. That's where we find our passage today with our fast. Today we're going to look at Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat was one of the kings, and he was a good king. He was a king that loved God, and he listened to God, and he prayed to God. And they were in a place right now of battle. And the king knew that they were surrounded by enemies. Remember Jehovah Raha? And he says, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. This is where this king found himself. All of the armies of all of the other tribes were coming against him. They found themselves surrounded by their enemy. And Jehoshaphat said, what do we do? The armies are surrounded. And he called a corporate fast. Do you realize that these these men of God, these prophets and priests and kings of God, called corporate fast for a reason. We're calling a corporate fast for a reason. Even though you feel surrounded by your enemies, a corporate fast will bring a breakthrough. And that's exactly what happened. Stay with me. I love this story. It's one of the best stories in the Bible, because God's showing Jehoshaphat, teach the people to stop, teach the people to pray, teach the people to believe. And what happened was, he said, sit in silence and let me work. Let me work. The battle is not yours, he said. The battle belongs to me. God was going to fight the battle for them. And if you'll read the story, you'll find out that these armies actually turned on one another. These armies who came against them were confused who their enemy was, and they turned on one another. As God's people sat still and let God work, the armies that circled them, their enemies around them, began to take out one another. And before long, all the armies had killed one another as God's people sat still in silence. I'm telling you right now, God wants you to sit still. Your Jehovah Raha, your shepherd, wants to protect you. He is the good shepherd of Psalm 23. Let him win the battle. Let him take out those who are against you. You know, I want you to do your assignment today. Make sure you answer all of your questions. And then I want to pray with you today with Jehovah Raha. Now listen to me right now. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your battle is. But there is one who does know. He is an all-knowing God. We talked about him yesterday. Eldia knows. He's all-knowing God. Jehovah Raha, the good shepherd, understands. He prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Just like Jehoshaphat and all the enemies that surrounded them sit still, the battle belongs to the Lord. Let the Lord fight your battle. Pray with me today. We're going to look at page 225. Dear Jehovah Raha, thank you that I can rest in your loving care. You might want to read that Psalm 23 over and over again today. Look for things that God shows you you've never seen before. There's so much wisdom and power in Psalm 23. Thank you for leading me in righteousness. God's Spirit, listen, God's Spirit's going to prompt you in righteousness. Part of this fast, remember, is learning the promptings of God. Say no to the things he tells you to say no to. Say yes to the doors that he opens for you. That's learning the promptings. This fast is to take us deeper into things of God. Thank you for restoring my soul, for mending my soul, for making my soul whole again. Thank you for being my friend, my Jehovah Raha. So take some time today, work through your questions. Read through Psalm 23, rest in peace. Let God take care of the armies that are surrounding you. He is a good shepherd that loves you very dearly. Have a great day. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.